As the world celebrates the achievements of the media tomorrow, Radio Ghana sampled views and comments of some journalists on the performance of the media so far.
Ghana is blessed. Of course, we as the media are free. Our media has been adjudged internationally as one of the freest. And so we definitely are seeing the fruits of that. We see, for example, issues that are going on currently, the Supreme Court proceedings that we're all watching live and, you know, listening on our radio sets. Some years back, it wasn't like, what are the consequences of these freedoms that we're enjoying? In terms of content, for example, you listen to radio stations across, and then you find out that we have challenges when it comes to content. What are we feeding the people with? Sometimes some of them are tainted. Sometimes some of them are not the issues that we need to be discussing. So these are the issues that we need to look at as we go forth in terms of press freedom. But I think that so far so good.
As to whether the media is abusing the press freedom, I don't think it is so. We are supposed to carry out our duties in a free environment. Of course, there have been times that we have not been up to our task, but it doesn't really mean that we are abusing the freedom that we've been given as journalists. There's more room for improvement. I'm looking at a vibrant media, a media where we would have our facts right before we write. I'm looking at a media where our needs as an organization can be met so that we'll be able to carry out the job well. Many things have hindered our process and our achievements. So I'm looking at the GJA strengthening its course to helping journalists in this country.
For press freedom here in our country and to a large extent in the sub-region, I don't think press freedom in practical terms really exists. Though in the statutes, for instance, in our legal statutes, press freedom is said to be prevalent, or the regime, legal regime, is one that promotes press freedom. I think it's just in the books, but in reality, there's nothing called press freedom. Just don't go far. In just the previous much past, we found hosts of military men abusing in the full stare and glare of the general public, a member of the Inki fraternity. And the videos were there. They were captured by our fellow media men. And we petitioned the right and appropriate bodies only for the Ghana Armed Forces to institute a commission of oil, committee of inquiry, or whatever they call it, to come out to state that our colleague in Ghanaian Times was not abused. Look, do not go far. A year before, when President Mills was alive, personally, I was abused. I was flawed in the stare and glare of everybody, to the extent that President Mills' close escort pulled me aside and said, "Young man, we have seen what has happened. We'll take necessary steps to forestall any of such eventualities." Only for the coming year, for us to have an extreme abuse of that kind. And you think press freedom is here? I beg to differ. National security agents ordered that I should be taken out of the cameraman and beaten. Answer me. Is there anything called press freedom here?
I think to some extent, the Ghanaian media is enjoying press freedom. Comparing to those days when they were being attacked, I think today is better.
Those were views and comments of some journalists on World Press Freedom Day, which falls tomorrow.